Hello, today the church celebrates the memorial of Saints Cornelius and Cyprian, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 8, verses 1 to 3. Jesus journeyed from one town and village to another, preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. Accompanying him were the 12 and some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out. Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward, Chuza. Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their resources. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Throughout his ministry on earth, Jesus made it clear that he came not to be served, but to serve. Although he lived on earth both as God and as human, he still needed the help of others to fulfill his mission. In today's gospel passage, St. Luke says that as Jesus made his way preaching throughout many towns and villages, some women provided for him out of their own resources. Their service enabled him to serve others. If Jesus needed the help of others to complete his mission, then we are also in need of such help. As Christians, we are called to serve others. We are called also to accept the service of others because we really do need their help. We cannot answer God's call simply using our own resources. Serving others calls for a spirit of generosity and humility, wanting to do for others while recognizing our need for interdependence with others. St. Paul taught us that within the church, the body of Christ on earth, we are all interdependent. The Spirit is at work in all our lives in many different ways. We need others, and others need us. We all have something worthwhile to give and something worthwhile to receive. Let us recognize our need for and be grateful for those who journey with us and who help us through life.